请我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
主啊，你的信实何等广大！
Lord, you are faithful.
我们赞美感谢你。
We thank you and praise you.
我们感谢你在主日，今年第一个主日带领我们来到你的殿中。
We thank you for you have brought us to your sanctuary to worship you on this very first, the sanctuary to worship you on this very first Sunday of the year.
因为在你的殿中，我们得到安慰。
For in this sanctuary, we are comforted.
我们在你的殿里面得到建造。
We come to be built up.
我们早晨来到你的殿里，我们就保得你的慈爱。
We come into your sanctuary and we receive your grace and fall.
主啊，我们赞美感谢你。
We thank you and praise you.
因为你是信实的神。
For you are faithful.
从岁首到年终。
From the beginning to the end of the year.
你都保守我们。
You always take care of us.
你也在我们所经过的路径上滴下脂油。
And you drop the ointment along the path that we walk along.
主啊，我们今天早上把今天的崇拜恭敬仰望你。
Commit our worship in your mighty hands.
求你用你的话语洁净我们。
We ask that your word would cleanse us.
在今年的开始，帮助我们立志。
Help us to resolve at the beginning of the year.
让我们能够专心跟随你。
To follow you faithfully.
在我们中间有病痛软弱的。
Among us, those who may be ill or weak.
有撞车的，有跌倒的。
Those who may have accidents, those who may have fallen.
有生病的，有在外面旅行的。
Those who are sick and who are on travel.
主啊，我们都求你照着你的恩典，在你的时间来医治我们，来保守、安慰我们。
We ask that your healing power be upon all of those who have been mentioned in accordance with your will. And comfort us, protect us.
主啊，安静我们的心，让我们能够迎接你的话语。
Prepare our hearts to receive your words.
也让我们饱足的回去。
And so that we will be filled as we return home.
我们把今天下面的崇拜恭敬的仰望你，赞美感谢，奉耶稣基督的名。
We come in our worship to you with reverence in Jesus.Precious name we pray.
请坐。
下面是读经的时间，今天我们要读的经文在民数记的第14:22-24。约书亚记的第14:7-12。
Our scripture reading is in the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 22-24, and the book of Joshua, chapter 14, from verse 7-12.
因为时间关系，我们今天只用中文读。
We're going to read in Chinese only.
我们首先读《民数记》的第14:22-24。下面大家一起来读：这些人虽看不见我的荣耀和我在埃及与旷野所行的神迹，仍然试探我这十次，不听从我的话。他们断不得看见我向他们的祖宗所起誓应许之地，凡蔑视我的，一个也不得看见，唯独我的仆人加勒。因他另有一个心智，专以跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。下面我们一起来读约书亚记的第14:7-12。耶和华的仆人摩西从加迪斯尼亚打发我窥探之地，那时我正40岁，我按着心意回报他。然而同我上去的诸弟兄是被百姓笑话，但我专心跟从耶和华我的神。当日摩西起誓说，你脚所踏之地定要归你和你的子孙， 永远为业，因为你专心跟从耶和华我的神。自从耶和华对摩西说这话的时候，耶和华对他所应许的使我存活着45年，期间以色列人在旷野行走。在那，现今我85岁了，我还是强壮，像摩西答复我去的那天一样。无论是征战是出路，我的力量那时如何，现在还是如何。求你将耶和华那儿应许我的这山地给我，那里有亚纳族人并宽大加固的城，你也曾听见了。或者耶和华照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。今天我们由Jerry 弟兄来证道，他今天证道的题目是加勒不同寻常的心智。
Jerry will be sharing today. Is the title of his sermon is Caleb's different spirit. The title of his sermon is Caleb's different spirit. Happy New Year to you, sisters and brothers.
不少有多少人在12月31号2008年晚上守着这个从11:59开始，等着那个电视上面 Times Square 的大球掉下来。
I don't know how many of you stay up and watch the big apple drop on the eve on New Year's Eve.
举手，有多少人在那边等
着？ Raise your hands.
好。在倒数声中，我们看到我们送走了2008年这个老鼠年。
So, as we count down from 10 to zero, we bid farewell to 2008, that year of cat.
因为2008对许多人来说是一个动荡不安而且又惨淡的一年。
To many, this 2008 was a year of pain and really depressing.
越快送走越好。
So the sooner we get rid of it, the better it is.
今天的讲到我们在封底有这个 outline 大纲。
So my sermon today, I have
our 大纲。
So my sermon today, I have outlines in the back cover.
我也知道有很多人在新年有励志的习惯。
I know many of us have the habit of making a New Year resolution.
所以今天我们来看看旧约里面这个英雄人物加勒他是怎么样励志的。
So let us see what this hero in the Old Testament, Caleb, let's examine how he made his resolution.
加勒这个名字呢，我们很少听到。
We don't hear his name, Caleb, too often.
圣经里面好像也就只有这两段有讲到他。
And I think there are only two places in the Bible that talk about Caleb.
过去的十年当中，我注意各样的讲道，或者在冬令会，或者在别的，都在radio 里面，我都没有听到有人提到加勒这个。
So in the past 10 years, I paid attention to all different sermons at different retreat conferences, I haven't heard of the mentioning of Caleb.
对圣经看过这个民数记的人13章到14章大概是这样讲的。
As you read the book of Numbers, you know the narrative.
以色列人出埃及之后有一个很重大的事件。
So after Israelites left Egypt, it was a big event.
就是摩西派了12个探子去窥探迦南地。
That is, Moses sent out 12 explorers to explore the land of Canaan.
他们出去了40天，然后回来报告。
They went out for 40 days and they came back to report.
有10个探子呢是没有信心的。
There were 10 that had little faith.
所以呢，他们就跟老百姓报告坏消息，说那边。我们进不去。
So they told of disappointing and bad news, and they said we cannot enter this land of Canaan.
所以百姓的心都消化了。
And that made the hearts of the people melt.
神非常的生气，就惩罚以色列人在旷野四十天，一天抵一年，漂流四十年。
And God was angry, therefore He punished them, so that the Israelites would wander in the desert for 40 years.
而且要所有二十岁以上的男人都死在旷野当中。
And every man that was older than 20 years old, well, over 20 years old, would die in the wilderness.
也就是说，没有男人活到60岁。
So no man would survive beyond 60 years.
唯独约书亚跟加勒这两个有信心的探子，可以进到应许的迦南地。
Except for two faithful explorers, that is Joshua and Caleb.
而且神还特别给加勒有一个奖赏。
And in fact, God gave Caleb a special reward.
是我们刚刚所念到的，他说：“你脚掌所踏之地，定要归你和你的子孙，永远为业。”
That is the land on which Caleb's feet had walked on would be his inheritance and that of his children forever.
让我们来看看为什么神要给加勒这样特别的奖赏。
So why did God give him that special reward?
我想那个原因乃是因为加勒另有一个心志，专一跟从神。
I think
刚所读的
the reason is that Caleb had a different spirit.To follow God wholeheartedly.
加勒这个另有一个心志，是相对于那十个没有信心的探子所说的。
And that a different spirit is in contrast to those who had little faith, the other ten explorers that had little faith.
我们看到这十二个探子全部都看到迦南地的美好。
You see, all of them, the 12 explorers,All had seen the beauty, the fertility of the land of Canaan.
他们都同意说，果然这是牛奶与蜜之地。
They all agreed that indeed that was the land flowing with milk and honey.
有没有记得这些探子回来的时候带了什么东西？
Do you remember what they brought back as they?
葡萄
grapes
还有没有啊这是圣教授讲课喜欢考试带个葡萄这是对了还有没有石榴
and pomegranate
啊因为前两天有碰到两个人说你今天是不是还要再讲空心菜
Some people asked me if I was going to mention the vegetable again.
我的目的是用空心菜让你联想到那个人物是谁？上次讲空心菜的时候。
Actually, do you remember?
约拿。巴拿巴。
Barnabas.
重要的人物要记得，不要只记得这个背景，不要只记得道具。啊，所以那个地方果然是流奶和蜜的地方。
So the land of Canaan, indeed, was a land flowing with milk and honey.
但是我们看到只有加勒和约书亚这两位探子他们有信心。
But only Caleb and Joshua had faith.
他们记得神对他们祖宗亚伯拉罕、雅各、约瑟所应许的这块迦南地。
They remember that.It was the promised land that God had given to their ancestors, Abraham, Jacob, and Joseph.
他们两个虽然看到环境是非常的艰难
though they saw the situation was challenging,
敌人是如此的高大强壮
and the enemies were strong and big.
但他们没有怀疑
but they did not doubt.
他们没有因为这样就忘了那位带他们从红海出红海过红海出埃及的神
They did not forget the God that had led them out of Egypt and cross the Red Sea.
他们没有忘记神在埃及行了至少有十个神迹，让这个埃及的法老王愿意放人。
They did not forget that God had conducted at least ten miracles.
他们没有忘记在神是无所不能的。
And they did not forget that God was Almighty.
这就是另外一种心智。
And that was a different spirit.
而这种心智也只有专一的跟从才能够持守不变。
And that is the spirit that follows the wholeheartedness.
我有三本英文的圣经。
I have three English translation of the Bible.
我看了这三本，翻这个另有一个心智都翻成 a different spirit.
And they all use the term a different spirit.
Spirit 在中文翻起来好像比较接近是一种精神。这里不是讲圣灵，不是不同的圣灵，这是同一个圣灵，但是是不同的精神。
But this, I think, is different from the Holy Spirit.
但我感觉到我们中文圣经翻得更入味一点。
But I think Chinese translation is more pertinent.
因为这个心智就是指一个人的志向，是一个人的抱负、渴望跟决心。
Because the Chinese translation allude to that a resolution, a will, and decision,
and aspiration.
Aspiration.
那这个抱负哪里来的？
So where does the aspiration come from?
这个抱负就是从专一跟从，这个 wholehearted 这个字来的。
It comes from this wholeheartedness.
如果你刚刚有注意的话，请问这个 wholeheartedly 在我们念过的经文里面出现几次？
You might notice that this word wholeheartedness appeared in the Bible several times. How many times did it appear?
我们今天早上所念的至少有三次。
In the scripture that we read, it had appeared at least three times.
所以我们说这个专一跟从不但是迦勒得到这个应许的原因。
So, not only that, following wholeheartedly was the reason that Caleb received the obtained the promise.
而且这专一跟从更是得到应许的途径或是渠道。
It was the way or the means to obtain the promise.
请我们看刚刚念的第二段，约书亚记十四章第十节。
So if we turn to the second passage that we read in Joshua 14:10,
加勒这么说。
Caleb said,
自从耶和华对摩西说这些话的时候，耶和华照他所应许的，使我存活这四十五年。现今我85岁了，我还是强壮。
So in chapter 14, verse 10, we read, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses.
你知道吗？
Here I am today, 85 years old, and I am still strong.
这是我最敬佩加勒的。
And this is the point that I admire him the most.
不是因为他85岁还可以打篮球。
It's not because he can still play basketball at age 85.
President Obama 是不是43岁还是40几岁？
The President-elect Obama
47. 47, okay. 他还打篮球打得很好。
He plays good basketball.
但我不晓得他做了四年或八年总统以后，他还打不打得动。
But I don't know if he can still play basketball after 4 years or 8 years of being a president.
我佩服加勒并不是因为他并不光是因为他老当益壮。
I admire Caleb not only because he was strong at an old age.
最重要是因为他能够等。
But more importantly, he could wait.
他等了45年。
He waited 45 years.
在45年之后，他仍然看重神给他的应许。
After 45 years, he still values and treasures the promise that God has given him.
而且他相信神给他的应许不会改变。
And he believed that God's promise would never change.
请问大家，今天在人世之间， 有什么应许可以持续45年
？Let me ask you, do you know of any promise that can be kept 45 years in today's world?
大家想一想，有什么应许可以持续45年之久
？So what kind of promise can last 45 years today?
我记得两三年以前，我看到 Chrysler 汽车的广告。
I remember two or three years ago, I saw the advertisement by Chrysler.
啊，那时候别家的车子都是 10-year powertrain warranty.
Other cars have 10 years of warranty on their powertrain.
所以 Chrysler 就推出来 lifetime powertrain warranty.
So Chrysler had this lifetime powertrain warranty.
今天我们知道 Chrysler 能够撑几个月。没有人想。
We don't even know how many months Chrysler can last today.
因为我们爸爸弟兄刚买的那个敞篷的 Chrysler Sebring， 小心了。
So watch out, Bob. Your car may not have the warranty anymore. Your new car, your beloved car, is out of warranty.
所以我看到，好像。除了父母对子女那个永远不变的爱
，It is as if only the love of parents to their children is unchanging，
或者是那种美好的从一而终的婚姻
，for the marriage that lasts from the beginning to the very end。
我很难想得到在这人世间有什么东西可以45年不变的应许。
So apart from those, I cannot imagine if there is anything else that would last 45 years.
即使有白纸黑字把它写下来
，even with a contract, written contract.
有几个人可以相信说，45年以前啊，某某人答应你做的一件事情，你今天那个人还愿意做
？How many can promise that 45 years later, or something was signed 45 years ago that would still be done? Today.
我结婚22年了。
I've been married 22 years.
当年在校园里面碰到我老婆的时候
，When I met my wife on campus，
跟她求婚，然后去 mall 里面买了一个很小的戒指。
So I asked for engagement. I bought a small engagement ring.
她最近常常指控我。
And often she accused me recently.
说我当年答应过他
，that I had promised her，
以后升官发财的时候给他换个大一点
，that I will give her a bigger ring if I get promoted and get rich。
我真的不晓得我只有这样子讲过。
I don't remember I've ever said that。
但我这人比较实际。
But I'm more practical。
我觉得啊，拿个5-6千块钱买一个大石头。
I think to spend $5,000 or $6,000 for a big stone，
还不如去换一个好一点的车，每天在这种冬天开车比较安全，对不对
？It's not as good as spending the money buy a better car with a lifetime warranty，
或者全家出去 cruise 旅游一下
，or go out for cruise the whole family。
所以呢，一直到现在，他还常常不断地拿个手在我面前暗示一下。
So she often show off her hands in front of my face.
所以前两天我到 mall 那边经过那个钻石店，我就拿了 catalog.
So I a few days ago I went to the mall. I took the catalog.
被我儿子发现，他眼睛尖了，他就说：“哎 ，Daddy， 你什么时候想要买钻石了
？”And my son got sharp eyes. He said, "Daddy, when are you ever thinking about buying a diamond?"
我就回家跟武慧君翻一翻，我就说，我们还是看一看就满足了吧，
I said, "Let's just look at it and be content with it."
所以45年前某一个人答应你要做的事情。
So 45 years ago, if someone had promised you to do something,
你能相信吗
？Can you believe that? Can you trust that?
只有加勒相信。
Only Caleb trusted God.
第一，因为那是神讲过的话。
Because that was what God had promised.
另外一方面，因为加勒他专心的 跟从神。
But the other thing is Caleb followed God wholeheartedly.
所以我们来看看我们怎么样学习迦勒的专心跟从。
So how do we learn from him to follow God?
第一个我看到的是专心，也就是信靠顺服不动摇。
And wholeheartedness includes and is equivalent to trust and obey and unwavering.
我相信在旷野呢漂流的四十年或四十五年之间。
I'm sure in those 45 years when they were in the desert.
迦勒一定是非常的，一定是有很多寂寞孤单的时候。
I'm sure there were many moments of loneliness for Caleb.
他看到他的邻居，他的战友一个一个倒在旷野。
He saw and witnessed his neighbors, his comrades, one after another died in the wilderness.
也一定有人对他冷嘲热讽。
Sure, some must have mocked him.
讥笑他说：“哎，你是不是在做白日梦？”
Tease him that he was daydreaming.
还是说迦勒，你老了，你有妄想症
？Or saying that he was getting old, he was hallucinating.
就像我们加州一个朋友，他妈妈刚刚开始有老年痴呆。
And just like one of our friends in California, his mom had Alzheimer's disease.
今天说李登辉要请他吃饭。
And one day she would say, the former president Lee of Taiwan invite her for dinner.
明天说蒋经国要召见他。
And the second day, she would say another former president, 蒋经国 would invite her.
除了冷嘲热讽以外，迦勒也一定受到别人的排挤。
Apart from being mocked, I'm sure Caleb also was excluded to some extent.
排挤或嫉妒。
Or people were jealous.
就像约瑟一样。
Just like Joseph.
被他的十个哥哥所嫉妒。
His other brothers were jealous of him.
因为迦勒有一个神给他特别的奖赏，别人没有。
Because Caleb had a special reward from God, and no one else had that.
此外，我也想到迦勒一定有好朋友，有亲戚，甚至他的老婆。
I'm sure Caleb also had good friends, his relatives, or even his wife.
都会来劝他说。
They would come and try to advise him.
哎，迦勒，你都八十五岁了。
So Caleb, you are 85 years old. Why take it so seriously?
我们平平静静的安享晚年，我们又不愁吃不愁穿，对不对
？Just enjoy your golden years, in peace.
在家里面含饴弄孙。不是很好吗
？Enjoy your children, your grandchildren.
干嘛还要去打仗
？You don't have to go into a battlefield.
你是不是贪心不足啊
？Aren't you too greedy?
人家不是说人生知足常乐就好了吗
？Don't you think that it is good to be content?
这些都是善意的建议。
Those are advices of goodwill.
都是亲人关心你的人好的建议。
The relatives that care about.
另外，我也相信魔鬼也一定会来试探迦勒。
I'm sure Satan would also come to test, Caleb.
就像当初蛇来试探夏娃一样。
Just like the serpent testing Eve.
魔鬼很可能对迦勒这么说。
Satan could have said to Caleb.
那神真的给你一块地吗
？Did God really say that He will give you a piece of land?
如果有，那神为什么不讲清楚是哪一块呢
？If He did, why did He not specify which one?
所以我们看到，面对这些的劝告、建议、冷嘲热讽，或者是怀疑。
So you can see that.In front of all these advices, suggestions, mocking, doubts,
迦勒没有动摇一寸。
Caleb did not waver.
有人有动摇好几寸。
And some people wavered a lot.
好，我们看第十节说。
So in verse 10 we see.
撒勒说，神照他所应许的，使我存活45年。
According to his promise, God let me survive for another 45 years.
第十二节说，求你将耶和华那日应许我的这个山地给我。
Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me.
我们看到迦勒在45年以后。
So after 45 years, Caleb.
他没有把神给他的应许打折扣。
Did not discount God's promise.
他没有向环境来低头来妥协。
He did not succumb to his surrounding or make compromises.
我们看到迦勒他的眼光仍然远远的焦点放在神所赐给他的那块应许之地上。
His eyes are still focused on this piece of land.
我告诉你，这不是贪心。
And this is not greed.
乃是忠心。
Rather, it is faithfulness.
因为贪心是去拿你不该拿的东西。
Because greed is to take what you should not have.
但是忠心是忠于神的意向。
Faithfulness is to be faithful and loyal to the vision that God has given you.
是忠于神给你的托付跟给你的奖赏。
And be faithful to God's commandment and His reward.
今天我们常常忘掉了神真的要给我们好多的东西。
Today we often forget that God wants to give us many things.
但是我们拿不到，因为我们Don't take it seriously.
But we cannot get it because we don't take it seriously.
我想迦勒也一定是平常常常有灵修祷告的时间。
I'm sure Caleb also do his devotion and praying every day.
否则他不可能有那么清楚的知道神的心意，说这个东西就是要给他。
Otherwise, he could not see this vision so clearly.
45年如一日。
45 years, just like one day.
没有一丝一毫的动摇。
He did not waver. He did not doubt at all.
我知道我们中间有些弟兄姐妹，摔倒了，或撞车了。
I know some of our sisters and brothers had encountered some accidents, car accidents or tripped.
你看那天26号啊，地上都结冰的那天，我们有20几个人去芝加哥冬令会。
But the day after Christmas, more than 20 of us went to Chicago for the winter conference, and the road was very icy.
但是我们平安的去，都平安的回来。
But all of us made it there safely and returned home safely.
反而是守在家里面的人，有两位跌倒。
But I know that two people are tripped. They stay home, but they had accident.
不晓得为什么是这样子。
I don't know why that happened.
但是我们相信，什么事情都出于神。
But I'm sure everything is in accordance with God's will.
就像圣经上耶稣讲过，我们每一个人的头发都被神数算过。
Just like the Bible in the book of Matthew says, even our hairs have been counted by God.
同样的，我们看到使徒保罗在使徒行传里面，他在传福音的时候被拖到城外面，用石头打死。
And we saw that Paul, in Acts, he was taken outside of the city, to be stoned to death.
那些打他人都以为他已经死了。
And those who threw stones at him thought he was dead.
结果他第二天醒过来，继续传福音，继续走。
But he did not die, and he woke up the next day, and he continued to preach the gospel.
但是同样的，保罗能够从死里复活，但是他身上有一根刺，他跟主求了3次，都没有办法拿走。
But even though Paul survived all those stoning, and he had a thorn,
a thorn on his back.
In his back.
所以保罗领悟到说一切出于神。
So Paul realized that everything was out of God.
神跟他说我的恩典是够你所用的。
God said, my grace is sufficient for you.
所以不管在顺境在逆境我们知道神掌管一切。
So we know whether in good times or bad times, God is in control.
他的恩典够我们用因为这是他的应许。
His grace is sufficient for us because this is his promise.
第二点我看到一个愿意专心跟随的人必须愿意付代价。
The second point that I saw is that the one who is willing to follow wholeheartedly must be willing to pay the price.
我们看第十二节加勒这么说。
We see in verse 12, Caleb said,
说在那里有亚纳族人并宽大坚固的城。
He said, you heard that there are Anakites and there were large and fortified cities.
所以神赐给加勒的地方不是像我们去度假村旅馆那样子干净舒舒服服啊人一到就可以搬进去。
So the place that God had promised him is not like a hotel or a resort for vacation that you can just move in freely.
里面不但住满了敌人。
Not only that the place was filled with enemies.
而且是迦南各族当中最为高大的亚纳族人。
But the strongest and tallest people.
45 years ago, 这些报恶信的探子他们这么说。
And 45 years ago, those unfaithful explorers said,
他说这些亚纳族人是伟人的后裔照他们看我们自己就像蚱蜢一样。
He said they were like Nephilim, and we seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and the same in their own eyes.
所以我们看加勒要得到这块应许的地他不但要等45年而且他还要能够打仗要把这些最强悍、最高大的敌人赶出去。
So, in order to claim this piece of land, the promised land, Caleb not only had to go into a battlefield, but he had to fight the strongest enemies.
这让我想到圣经里面神给我们许许多多的应许。
So it reminds me that a Bible gave us a lot of, according to a Bible, God gave us a lot of.Promises.
如果我们照信主的时间前后来分，大概可以分三类。
So according to the time that we receive the grace, we can categorize into three kinds of promises.
第一个是你信主的时候，你马上就有的应许，那就是你得救了，你可以上天堂。
So that the first one is that upon your confession of your faith, you can receive, you are saved.And you can have the eternal life.
第二个是我们在地上过日子这段时间，从你信主一直到被主接去这段在地上的时间，这里面有许多的应许。
The second is in the process of sanctification, there are many promises given to us.
我们称这个阶段叫做成圣。
And this is what we call sanctification.
第三个。是在将来在天上的基业。
And the third one is the inheritance in heaven.
在天国里的奖赏。
The reward in heaven.
所以有人说过这三个阶段，一个叫称义，第二个叫成圣，第三个叫得荣，得荣耀。
So the three stages, first is justification, second is sanctification, and the third one is glorification.
圣经里面讲到说，你在天国里面的荣耀跟奖赏是不一样的，有大有小。
So in heaven we will have different rewards and different glories.
但我们今天要讲的是第二个阶段，也就是我们在世上这段很长的阶段。
But we want to talk about this sanctification process.
这里面有许多的应许。
And there are many promises.
比如说，你看大家都记得。约翰福音第十章第十节，耶稣告诉我们， 他来是要让我们得丰盛的生命。
You all remember in John 10:10, Jesus said he came so that we can have life and have a full life.
约翰福音十四章二十七节说
，In 14:27 we read,
我留下平安给你们
，Peace I leave with you.
我所赐的不像世人所赐的
，I do not give you as the world gives.
你们的心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Therefore, do not let your heart be troubled.And do not be afraid.
这些都是神给我们的应许。
These are all promises that God has given us.
要我们在今生就可以得到。
That we can receive in our present life.
但是我们想想看，为什么常常碰到困难，碰到苦难，碰到这个经济衰退，碰到这个 job security 要 lay off 这些危险的时候，我们好像就没有平安了？
But why do we often lose peace when we encounter difficulties?
为什么我们看到那些属灵的长者，或是在我们中间有美好见证的弟兄姐妹，为什么他们的生命能够那么的丰富？
And why those spiritual elders can have full life?
他们的生命，他们的生活条件可能都没有我们好。
And their living condition are not as good as ours.
他们的运气好像也没有我们那么亨通。
And they don't seem to have a good life as we do.
有的被病所缠绕，有的没有工作，有一段时间没有工作等等。
Some are suffering from illness. Some do not have jobs.
但是你好像看到他确实有一个丰盛的生命在他里面，有那种平安是这个世界所拿不走。
But they seem to be at peace. Transcends all understanding.
因为我认为，因为这样的应许是需要通过试炼，要胜过苦难，我们才能够得到。
I believe that these kind of promises can only be received through trials and suffering.
就好像我们北美冬天，我们看到秋天的时候，叶子五色缤纷，非常的漂亮。
Just like we see beautiful leaves.Colorful leaves in the fall.
我所读到的这个这样的五彩缤纷叶子，它们的原因是因为早晚温差特别的大。
According to my understanding, that is because the temperature difference in day and night is huge.
这个忽冷忽热，这样热胀冷缩，每天在这个压缩。
And so, because of the huge difference in the temperature, that caused the leaves.To have different colors.
所以才能够呈现出五彩缤纷的这种叶子的美景。
These colorful leaves.
其实炼钢的过程，炼钢的原理也是这个样子。
Actually, when you do, when you make steels, you go through the same process.
今天我们许多的基督徒，包括我在内。
A lot of Christians, including myself.
我们可能在圣经里面读到，我们清楚说神确实要把这样的应许给我们。
We may have read in the Bible that there are promises, God's promises.
但是我们好像就是得不到。
But somehow we cannot get it.
达不到那个层次。
We cannot achieve that level.
我们身上就彰显不来那样的平安，或是喜乐。
We cannot manifest through ourselves the peace or joy that God had promised.
那个原因是因为我们害怕操练，我们不愿意付上代价。
And that is because we are afraid of trials and suffering. We're not willing to pay the price.
因为操练要吃苦。
Because paying the price must include suffering.
要过有纪律的生活。
We need to live a life of endurance and discipline.
所以我们看，怎么样过一个有纪律的生活。
So how do we live a life of discipline?
我们有一个过一个有纪律的生活，就是要做好准备。
Number one, we must be well prepared.
加勒用四十五年的时间来做准备，准备打这个最后最光荣的一场。
Caleb spent 45 years to prepare himself for this glorious battle.
十一节说，加勒说：“我还是强壮，我的力量那时如何，现在还是如何。”
Verse 11 says, "I'm still strong, but strong today."As vigorous I was 45 years ago.
我想加勒一定是很有规律的在锻炼他自己。
I'm sure Caleb must be training himself regularly.
不光是在体力上面,
not only physically,
而且在灵魂, 在灵跟魂, 还有体, 这个三个方面, 都过有纪律的生活。
But spiritually as well.
而且持续45年。
And persisted for 45 years.
一个有纪律的生活也一定是一个简朴没有累赘的生活。
A life of discipline must also be one of simple and one without much burden, extra burden.
我们知道军队要打仗，要讲究速度，讲究机动性。
We know that for an army to fight a good battle, they must be efficient, must be speedy and dynamic.
军队在行军演习的时候，你看不会有人带冰箱、带冷气、带 cable TV 的。
Nobody would carry an individual refrigerator or cable TV to fight in a battlefield.
所以有纪律的生活一定要切断世俗的缠绕、缠累。
Therefore, a life of discipline must cast away the burden of the world.
要降低物质的享受跟诱惑。
And we must set aside the temptation. We must be able to get rid of the temptation from the world.
所以我们才能够专心地朝着标杆直跑。
So that we can press on forward wholeheartedly.
请大家注意啊，我不是说我们不要有休假。
Please don't misunderstand that. I'm not saying that we should not take vacation.
不要有娱乐。
We should not have any enjoyment.
因为如果没有休假，没有娱乐，我们很容易 burn out.
Because we do need vacations and some indulgence. Otherwise, we can be burnt out.
但是确实今天在世界上有很多的东西，有好的东西，也有坏的东西，还有中性的东西，像科技。
There are many different things in the world, and there are good things, there are bad things, there are also things that are somewhat neutral, like technology.
这些东西都很容易来分散我们对神的注意力。
They can often distract us from our attention to God.
常常把我们缠住，把我们绊倒。
Often it entrapped us.
阻挡我们去专心地跟随。
And becomes a hindrance for us to follow God.
即使你坐在下面听到，都是要有纪律。
And even as you are listening to a sermon, you must have discipline as well.
有多少人听到以前为讲员祷告？
How many people have prayed for the preacher?
也为自己听到的态度跟专心来祷告。
And pray for himself or herself to listen carefully.
你也看到我们不公布每个礼拜谁讲道。
You know, we have not announced who the preachers are for every week.
因为我们听到有的人说啊，某某牧师来的时候，请你一定要告诉我。
And somebody had said, "Oh, if certain pastor is coming, please be sure to tell me."
那反过来就说，如果不是某某牧师来 ，don't bother me.
So if it's not certain pastor, then don't bother me.
如果公告这个礼拜是 Jerry 讲到，那没有人来了。
And if Jerry is preaching, then nobody is going to come.
所以不管讲台供应的是谁，我们都应该到这里。
So we come here to worship. So no matter what, who is preaching, we should come.
不管讲的好或坏，不管这个讲员是个新手还是老手。
Whether the preacher is new or experienced.
我们都尽量的专心的去听，从里面得到神要给我们的灵粮。
We should extract the spiritual food from it by listening wholeheartedly.
好，那专心跟从的最后一点，
so the last point,
是要能够建立同心的团队。
The last point of following wholeheartedly is to build a team with one spirit.
我们看到加勒他要赶出亚纳族人，要攻克他们宽大坚固的城。这不是加勒一个老头子可以做得到。
I'm sure you knew that Caleb himself cannot do the job, cannot fight a battle himself to chase out the Anakites and take over their big cities.
他一定需要一个同心的团队。
He needs a team with one spirit.
他一定要把他自己所看到的应许、他的负担、他的心智去教导他的子孙。
He must teach and convey his vision, his burden, and his aspiration to his children and his people.
也教导他同一族的那些亲戚。
And his relatives.
他要能够说服别人，影响别人，让他们愿意跟他一样看重这个神的应许。
He needs to convince others and influence others so that they can all treasure God's promise.
也愿意跟加勒一样过一个有纪律的简朴的生活。
And they would be willing to follow him to live a life of discipline.
才能够做好准备来打这个仗。
So that they can be well prepared for the battle.
今天我们基督徒在家庭里面，在团契小组里面，
today,
整个的教会。
Today we Christians living in our family, in fellowship, in the church.
我们也要有一样同样一个心智。
Must also have one spirit.
就是我们要把我们神给我们的应许传给我，告诉我们的家人，教导我们的孩子。
To teach our children and the people around us the promise that God has given us.
同样的教导以及分享给我们教会里面的弟兄姐妹。
And teach and share the vision with our sisters and brothers in the church.
这个教导不一定要能够上台讲道。
And that does not necessarily have to be in the form of preaching a sermon.
或者是带查经。
Or leading a Bible study.
十天以前。如果你有来这里参加受浸礼和圣诞晚会
，10 days ago, if you came for the Christmas fellowship and baptismal service,
你就知道那天天气虽然不好，地上有冰，但是有一百多人来。
And you know that the weather was bad and there was ice on the ground, but over 100 people showed up.
有人说那天我们教会里面从两岁的到七十岁的都上台了。
Somebody said that day, everybody went up on the stage from age 2 to 70.
我们看到许多的家庭，他们参与投入排练节目，准备受浸的浸池，帮忙做菜。
Many families were devoted and they put in all the effort engaging themselves for the program, for the food and everything.
这就是同心的侍奉。
And that is serving with one spirit.
这就是团队的侍奉。
And that is the service in the team spirit.
有人说这是我们数年来做的最好的一个 Christmas party.
Some said that was the best Christmas party in the last many years.
我们都 enjoy 并且我们引以为荣。
And we all enjoyed it and we were proud of it.
但是你知道吗？
But you know,
这个负责的王弟兄
，the organizer, the coordinator, brother Wang.
他在负责的期间，他回大陆去看望他病危的父亲。
So in the process of organizing the program, he went back to China to visit his father, who was gravely ill.
他回来以后，他爸爸就过世。
So as soon as upon his return, his father passed away.
王弟兄二话不说，继续干。
But he continued to put in all the effort that was needed.
继续来负责这样一个繁重的节目。
He continued to take up the yoke.
我们知道老王不太多说话。
You know that Brother Wang doesn't say much.
但是那个感染力就让很多人愿意出来。
But the influence, his influence was great.
所以今天是我们2009年第一个主日。
So today is the first Sunday of 2009.
我们看到加勒他怎么样的立下他的心志。
We have seen and read how Caleb resolved for himself.
我们看到他怎么样能够看重神给他的应许。
In the new year, we see that how he treasured God's promise.
打45年的时间。
In 45 years.
今天我相信，在圣经里面有许多的应许是要给我们。
I'm sure there are many promises as written in the Bible that are for us.
让我们一起来得到这些应许，让我们愿意付上代价来得到这些应许。
Let us work and willing to pay the price to receive these promises.
我们相信神必要把这些应许，也许在今年就赐给我们。
I'm sure.Perhaps this year, God will give us the promise that He has shown us through the Bible. We praise the Lord and thank Him.
Amen.
Amen.
在过去一年里边，我们有劳苦，我们有忧伤，我们有眼泪，甚至我们还会有有时有怨恨和。